Dial the 7 digits. It's episode 93 till. That's right. Canada Got Souls, true to size.
Gotta tell you, man, you were right. It was pretty obscure. I have no idea what you're talking about. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo!
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
What up?
And we are joined once again by the sneaker don, as beautiful as a swan, soft like chiffon. It's Mr. John.
What up?
Joel, you actually got that reference. Do you want to fill the younger audience? I'm not going to call myself young anymore. In on what that was about?
That's 93 till infinity. Souls
93 until infinity.
I said it kind of quick. Well, yeah, that's how it starts.
Something. 7 digits, yeah. Like a phone number.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you know it's
call
old.
Call a Bridget. My man's a midget.
Yeah. That's how you know it's old, because there's 10 digits in a phone number now.
Some sneaker references in that track, too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Look it up.
I do apologize, but thank you, John, for coming out once again for your third. We're on number three. I gotta tell you, I don't know if you've listened to other times we've had guests on for third, fourth, fifth times, like we've had Soul Purpose on a bunch of times. Who else? I don't know. Other people. It starts to get less and less special and shiny, just so you know.
I understand.
The first couple times we kind of ease into it, and we don't make fun of anybody, and we're gentle. But now you're
going to get all the shit talk.
Yeah.
No special treatment.
No special treatment anymore.
I got it.
Blood is thicker than water, right? So it means you get hit even hotter, right? Oh, shit. Oh. We've got a good show this week. Kanye and Will Smith are in the news, not together. We're going to talk about designer sneakers, and we've got something incredibly important to promote this week. We're also going to finish the show by comparing retros and new sneakers. I'll get into that a little bit later. But first, Joel.
Wiki wiki. Fire out.
Oh my goodness. This is
it's an old school. Old school edition of the episode.
Yeah, we're retroing the fire round now. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Sandor Reyes.
Oh my God, where's this guy
of the show.
From?
So his question for us is pretty short and sweet. His question is, would you guys consider buying designer sneakers? That's basically it. And his answer, while you guys think about it, is he would consider it. It just has to be a cool silhouette and top-notch material. So those are his two credentials. Joel, would you consider buying designer sneakers?
If they look like regular, like Air Maxes.
Sounds like a no.
So you want the Balenciaga socks because they look like Huarache.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Something like that. I couldn't pull it off.
No, you don't
I
think so?
I couldn't pull it off, no. I don't think I would.
What about the price tag, Alvin? You
that
think
too.
You could see yourself in some designers, some Balenciagas, Triple S? The audience can't see you, unfortunately, shake your head, so you will have to use your voice.
I mean, I'd rather buy an unauthorized pair of those for $50 at the flea market and spend my money better elsewhere. For the price point, hell no.
That's like, one of fuck the, that shit. The most big factors.
This, I think we spoke about designer shoes when, was it Gucci? Came out with those used looking
pairs. That was quite a time ago. But they came out with it looked like it was like, vintage is what they called it. Yeah. Pre-vintage.
Vintage my ass.
Yeah.
I don't see myself, like the only one I've thought, is Common Projects considered designer?
No? I don't think so. I think it would be like that.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, the price point, like
it's
I've only.
Verging on it.
That's the only one that I would consider pulling the trigger on, like their Chelsea boots, because quality and like how they have the what's that material under
leather.
The Clarks had it. No,
oh the
outsole,
the squishy rubber,
that gum looking,
the
stuff?
Gum looking,
yeah.
Like squishy. Really soft, like the Wallabies had it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the material.
I can't remember it.
Not bees. So
oh,
wax.
I know what it's
some
called.
Kind of
they did it on the Air Max one. It's a crepe.
Yes.
Crepe.
They have that crepe bottom,
we'll
and then the
and
materials on the
first,
top
Joel.
Are crazy. So, I mean, Common Projects, and then their sneakers are simple as fuck. I just.
Yeah.
But if I wanted to cop a pair of their sneakers, I'd go get a Stan Smith or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
But no one makes Chelsea boots like they do. So that's the only time I might consider it. But
I think Common Projects is a designer for us.
Yeah.
Not designer in
designer
general.
Designer for sneakerheads.
Yeah, exactly. It's designer for sneakerheads. What do you think, John? Even that, like to dress up, you guys, maybe like.
That's exactly where I think I'd fall anywhere is like common projects, maybe like. Yeah. And I know that's not the price range you're probably talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, but we have clay. Clay yeah. is way cheaper and it looks mm-hmm. like a common project.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, yeah, I have those sneakers that are kind of crossover that I could do pull off if I don't have filling to wear dress pieces. Shoes. Mm. So I don't.
Yeah, really. Filling pieces.
Yeah, it's a thing. I think I agree with you guys and with what John said specifically. Like, you have those sneakers that you can dress up enough, or even like a higher end, still a sneaker that you can wear dressy. That's the only instance where I could see myself needing a designer sneaker, because they're actual everyday sneakers. Like, as much as a Gucci, whatever they're called, with the thing on the side and the two stripes is kind of neat, and the quality is probably better than any shoe I own times 10.
Yeah.
I mean, for $800, $900, $1,000, you could get a really nice pair of sneakers. So.
Yep. Yeah, and things have changed so much now. You can get
away with it. Exactly. Yeah, you can you can wear white Air Forces to weddings. Like, it's all good now. But thank you, Sandor Reyes, for that question. Good talking piece.
And, miss you, bro. Yeah, haven't heard from you in a minute.
And before we started the podcast, we got into a mini discussion because we just... we were recording, so we probably could have just spliced it and put it right here. We can just stop talking.
Yeah.
And then it would just start. But, but we'll actually discuss it because it was a good talking point. So John brought up before we started the podcast that he purchased Off-White.
Yeah, sure.
Specifically, John buys fakes.
No, I've said this before.
John purchased Sean Wotherspoon Air Max 97.1s and Off-White Chicago ones, correct?
Correct.
In toddler size, they would still be considered toddler sizes for his son, mostly. Well, because they don't make them in that size. They don't exist. Those shoes don't exist in that size. So the secondary fire round for this segment, I guess, is that okay? What do we think? John, you can start. Obviously, we know your answer, but let us know your thought process behind it.
I think you meant like preschool, a toddler they actually do have, right?
The or whatever
toddler,
it is.
Well, not the off-whites, but the Sean's came out because of his kid, right? So I buy them sizes, and I'm specific because I'm, you know, I don't want to buy fakes, but there was the whole, I don't know if anyone saw the 2Js, JC, he had a video at SneakerCon, and he was buying these Travises in sizes that weren't made by Nike.
Yeah.
I forget what he called them. I think he called them novelty. Yeah, he called them novelty. Mm. I think, I don't want to misquote him, but.
Yeah.
And I understood that, and, you know. I don't think anyone, if I'm posting my son's pictures on Instagram or telling someone, I would tell them the truth.
Yeah.
Now, if they come from the same places as the fakes, you know, and there's something wrong with that, then, you know, maybe I shouldn't overlook it. But I've decided that they're nice enough and they're cheap enough and he loves
That's
them.
That's the main thing,
he
right?
He loves them. Yeah. And he doesn't know about Off-White. Yeah. He just knows they're different version of a Chicago. He knows what a Chicago is, and he's like, these are hype, and he's not telling people at school they're real, or I'm not teaching him anything bad values. And I've talked about this before. I think that's where it comes down to, you know, as long as you're not trying to be something you're not, and I'm not trying to.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm okay with them.
So I think what it essentially, speaking as the one person here who doesn't have a child, what it would boil down to for me would be, like, they're going to grow out of it in, what, 3-4 months? Like, when they're first born, I could see, okay, you want to get that first, like, real hype pair of shoes. Like, buy the Concords or whatever. Like, a pair of 11s for them. Be like, yeah, like, dreams come true. I put my kid in some cool sneakers. And then the reality kind of would set in and be like, oh, shit, this is kind of expensive to do for every single size. Unless you've been, like, Alvin and you were building it up for, like, 7 years before you even had a child. But, yeah, I think that if the shoe doesn't even exist – and you're not passing it off as something that it's not, then I don't see any issues with it at all. Like, you're not out here fronting like you have these sample size 3.5 Off-White Jordan 1s that your son just beats on the playground.
One of one.
Yeah. Like, you're not that guy. So, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. And it's a kid at the end of the day. Like, if someone's going to comment on a kid wearing a fake pair of sneakers, then they have bigger issues than your kid wearing a fake pair of sneakers. So, that's it, really.
And they're actually made pretty well. I don't hate to say it. I do say it. Yeah, he has the Mars Yard ones too. And
oh, nice.
Like, they're like, I've held the regular, a real Mars Yard, and.
Like one to one. Like, it's.
And that's not, I'm not trying. It's just, there's good quality. I wouldn't put my kid in a shoe. I think that's what it comes down to
yeah, me. Your kid, like, has to be comfortable wearing it as well.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
fall apart. Yeah. You get the playground. It's like, what happened? Then someone might be saying something about his shoes.
All right, other fathers at the table, what do we think about this?
I think, like, pretty much like what you said. They're going to grow out of it real quick. Like, some of the shoes that that I had purchased for Jomar when he was growing up, he didn't even put his foot in it. Like, he just skipped that size.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you know, you want to get that look and you don't want to drop, like, you know, a rack or a couple racks.
For real.
Do you, man. Like, you know what I mean? If he likes it, do it. You know?
Exactly. That's a, if the kid wants it, you're not going to tell him.
Yeah, if
the
kid wants it, man.
No, they're fake. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Alvin, you're going to put Kaya in some unauthorized sneakers?
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Many a times. And I did my research because, like, all those people, like John was talking, like, all those infamous, like, famous Instagram people who have, like, 100K followers do with their kids and match with their kids, and people don't say shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was dope. I was like, oh, shit. And then I found out they were made by a dude who just, I guess, customizes or just does his own shit. Mm. And they look really good.
I think a few people are making them. More people are making them now. But
yeah. It's I don't care.
That's exactly what it is at the end of the day. Like John said, it's a novelty item.
I'm about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, only like, what, 90? When I saw them, they were like 90 US, which is probably 120 Canadian, which isn't too far off from whatever the retail price is for regular shoes anyway.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
I could see it. Let us know if you're listening to this. Would you put your kid in some unauthorized sneakers? If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Being the only non-father of the group, I'm going to go first.
You were lying about the no holds barred, eh? You just went at me. UA John right away.
That's actually, I don't know if you know this, but anyone listening already knows. They know before you. The title of the episode is John Wears Fakes.
That'll get all the clicks.
Clickbait like crazy. We're going to go off this week. Maybe like 10,000 listens this week. So
that's why you invited me.
Told you, man. Wait till you come back fourth, fifth. Oh, boy.
That's it. I'm not coming
back. Oh, man. You have to wear like a cup and like a helmet. Like, it's gonna get real rough.
Legit check
you when you walk in the door. So my pick this week got a ton of hate, but it also caused a lot of conversation, so it's good for us. Supreme and Nike, unofficially, I guess, there was a leak of the upcoming collaboration on the Air Force One. For those of you who haven't seen it, I'm going to explain it, and exactly how I'm saying it is exactly how it looks. It's a white Air Force One with a red box logo on the heel. Does everybody... Okay, everyone has a picture in their head now. Yeah? Wait. Go ahead. Please,
I don't get it.
That's why I paused, because I figured there would be questions. I'm going to go back.
So, like, is it white and, like, red, or is it, like...
Red
and
then white. As I was saying, I'm going to... Sorry. That's why I paused. I wanted to make sure everyone had a second. I'm going to...
Is it, like, the cocaine white Air Force?
So, it's the...
With a nosebleed?
So, if you're standing in Foot Locker right now and listening to True to Size, episode 93, and you're looking at the wall and you see the white Air Force sitting up there, it's that one, and you've got a little red, a box logo, Supreme logo on the heel. Mm. Little. Everybody, okay, we're on the same page. You got it, okay.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. And it also was coming in black and black, so the dead-ass version.
High school all day, baby.
Yeah, there's the dead-ass version, and there's the cocaine version that you can wear to weddings or whatever. So, this shoe got a ton of hate online. Mostly because of what I just described. It's quite simple. It's as you could call it uninspired, I guess. Here's my thing, because I posted on my story that I was down, and yes, I'm a Supreme fan, so I'll get that out of the way. So there may be potential for bias there, but I've straight up said that a lot of Supreme shit is quite ugly, because a lot of the times it can be. The thing is with this pair, to me, when I look at it, and you hear in your mind without this as your guide, and you hear Supreme Air Force One, and then you think about it in the sense of a 2001 version, you can't tell me this is not exactly what comes to your mind. A simple all-white sneaker, just with their tiny logo on it, similar to like the Rockefeller Air Force One, tiny branding. And here's the thing, what's Supreme's best-selling product ever? One of the coolest things you can own in streetwear, a box logo t-shirt or hoodie, which is literally a white t-shirt with that same logo on it. So for me, I'm surprised it took so long, and I just like the whole minimalist, because that's what Supreme started with and that's what they always go back to. That vibe and the whole, like, I think Air Forces are coming back, but that's a whole other thing. But this is like early 2000 vibes for me, for sure. And I'm sure you guys are going to have something to say. A lot of people had something to say about the leather, but we'll get into that in a minute. What do you got? Because for me, these are, I'm not going to go whoopty whoop, but they're definitely a scoop. I'm going to try and get the white pair, the black pair. There's no way in hell, because that sounds, I haven't seen it. But once again, if you just describe that to yourself, it sounds butt ugly. What do you guys think about the shoe? Alvin looked like I've had a face that he had stuff to say. So
no, I'm good.
You're also going to buy them? Or?
No, fuck no. I'm not wasting my time, not wasting my money, not wasting my breath on that shit. So I got nothing to say about it.
If you want, I could just give you a white pair of Air Forces and a box logo sticker.
Just give me a fucking Sharpie. Give me a Sharpie and a white pair of Air Forces. I'll make that shoe for you right now,
That's
bro.
That's black. Sharpies are black. Come on.
No, they got red Sharpies. Red
sticker at least you need.
What do you guys think? I know Joel's a pretty big Supreme head, maybe not as much anymore, but what do you think, Joel?
I wasn't on board when I first saw the pictures, and I also saw other pictures where instead of the air on the outsole, it says
sup.
Sup.
That would be cool.
So that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah,
like do something, yeah, man.
At least something with, like, you know what I mean, like wow, like that kind of thing. But this is like
that would wow you.
Yeah, no, like, it's yo, simple.
That'd be cool, man.
You guys are bashing it for being too simple, and you're gonna out-simple the simple.
But then wait, hold on. But when you explained yourself and you spoke about like the whole 2000 vibes and you brought up Rockefeller and it's true because they're just all white Air Force Ones, probably, you know, definitely premium leather.
Absolutely.
But like with just that one simple hit on the heel.
Like,
just that one simple hit on the heel, and it's like, you know, it's like, whoa, it's like that one of those game changers.
That's
like,
what I mean, right?
Yeah. My gripe was it looked like a fucking white on white Air Forces. Like yeah. It didn't even look like a fucking Rockefeller.
No, like, it doesn't look like that. But I'm saying like it's like a white on white with like just the whole concept of it, just white on white. Like not even like the whole materials or whatnot, but just white on white with the red box logo or just even just a regular logo. Like,
yeah.
What I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's not a scoop for me, but I'm just.
But I kind of convinced saying, like, you a little bit.
Yeah, like you, like I.
You see where I'm coming from.
I know where you're coming from. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
You make sense.
I'm not
on it.
Thank you.
I'm still not a fan though.
Yeah,
you don't think these make sense, but I make sense.
Yeah.
No, no, your whole speech was like dead on. Like,
do you feel? I get why.
Hell, fucking no. Not even close. I get why they did it. It's just there's so many things. Okay, I get 2001. It's fucking 2020 though.
Yeah. They could have like made it like a, like, you know how like with Taiwan's, like they have that white fat swoosh, but at like certain angles, it'll hit you like with a red or,
yeah,
you know what I mean? But when you look at it dead straight on, it's like white. If they did something like that, like, you know what I mean? Like if it, give it like a pop, like.
And what are they charging? Like $250 for a pair of low-cut Air Forces?
It's not anything on here yet. It says April. The only information for anybody wondering is April 2020, but still, that would obviously
be. If anyone wants to buy a pair, hit me up. Official. I got a red Sharpie at home. I'm charging $250 though, so you better have your money right.
John, what do you think of these?
I feel the same. You sold me a little bit on them, and I could see that appeal, and I appreciate it for the simplicity. And, you know, people talk about Supreme trolling the kids now and doing things like this, and maybe this is a sign that there is some that old flavor that they're still trying to keep alive and keep some people happy. Because I mean, you can't get more simple than this,
and a box logo
is pretty simple.
Yeah.
So,
Joel and Alvin both brought up the point, and we said we're going to talk about it, and this kind of relates to something that I think a couple of us, if not all of us, read this week. So looking at the shoe, Alvin said, and I agree with you, and Joel mentioned, so the Rockefellers have really good leather, like super soft, super plush. And looking at these, they look a lot like a regular Air Force 107, leather-wise.
Yeah.
We did say we wanted to talk about this week. Sean Collard brought up the fact, good friend of the show on the Sneaker Podcast, brought up the fact that when his Airship and Jordan 1 pack came in directly from Jordan Brand, 4 months or something early, like that's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. But that's just a side point. Good for you, Sean, Uncle Scott.
Congrats.
That's very cool. He brought up the fact that a lot of people were messaging him and saying, "Oh, the leather looks like crap. The leather's not the best. It's so smooth. It's not tumbled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." And I saw a lot of the same thing online, and I have to agree, like, just by looking at it, it looks like a regular-ass Air Force One. But then if you think about what Uncle Scott said, Sean Collard said, that just by looking at it, you obviously can't feel it. And tumbled leather is not the only good leather. Cool. So I do think that we need better pictures, and we need to give it more of a chance than just these, like, somebody in their bedroom looks like got an early pair, probably one of the skaters or whatever for Supreme, got an early pair and posted them. Does that change your mind at all? If they could potentially still be good leather, if you think about what Uncle Scott said, like, Joel, if they have Rockefeller Air Force One leather, how you feel?
It'll be, you know, night and day.
You think so? Yeah. That would be game-changing for you.
Yeah, but, like, you know,
it doesn't look like it does, man.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it, I agree. But I don't want to rule it out, mostly because of what Uncle Scott said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been ruled out since I saw the picture.
You just ruled it out no matter what anyway. Yeah. Nah, yeah. It could be made of pillows, and you're like, no, I'm good. It's not soft enough.
Because I know the retail is going to be higher than whatever regular Air Force is.
For sure.
I get it.
I would guess Supreme. Like 154, because I like to do the fours.
So 200.
I would guess like 154 US.
180 CAD.
Yeah.
Resales gonna be fucking $1,000.
I hope not. I would like a pair because of the whole spiel I gave you guys. But that was probably the longest CGS picks in history, so we can move on. Alvin, what's your pick this week?
I have the rumored Air Max 90 Bacons that are supposed to supposedly drop in March. I'm hella amped, provided that it stays the same. Because with the previous Air Max retros that they've been coming out with, like the Animal Pack, Safaris, or whatever else you can think of, like, they've always tweaked it just a little bit. And it's worked. Like, for example, the Animal Pack, like the black as opposed to the white is okay. Well, it's not bad. But I feel, I just feel like with the Bacons, though,
there's not much to change.
There's not much you should change.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's just the way they color blocked it, the way they made it, the materials, just everything about that specific fucking shoe is amazing. So if it comes out that way, it's definitely a super, 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 super scoop. But if it doesn't, I don't know. I'll have to see what they try to tweak about it.
Is it making you a little bit nervous?
That they hella nervous.
There's no, like, actual leaked images of it yet. It's because it seems like it's as much as we like to not listen to these leakers and rumors and stuff, it feels like it's a done deal because we did hear this rumor last year. It wasn't as public, but we heard the rumor last year as well. Yeah. So it seems like when I saw it, I was like, hey, it must be time now.
I hope so, man.
But it's making you a little bit nervous that you haven't seen anything or heard anything.
Because I just know Nike's going to... They always try to tweak something.
Do you like that? We'll get into that later. We'll get into it later.
I'm scared. I'm super excited, but
I'm scared.
So scared.
Anticipation is killing you.
That's supposed to be Air Max Day, right?
Or I would think so.
I would think so.
Yeah. I would think that's the big one this year. Yeah, it's the year of the 90. So, what is your rating for them?
If it stays the same, super fucking cop. Like, I'm gonna line up for that shit.
So that would be a whoopty whoop from you.
Scoopty whoopty whoop whoop whoop.
Wow, that might be the first whoopty whoopty scoop whoop 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 ever in the history of True to Size. Yeah. Joel, what's your pick this week?
Okay, so my pick this week is the New Balance 997H Spring Hike. When I first saw these pictures, I just thought it was a collabo. The materials that they use on this is just amazing. You have a slate green on the toe box. It looks like it's canvas on the upper toe box as well. They got hits of like a wood grain kind of material, like up on the ankle, and it's like come around the heel counter, comes up on the tongue as well. You got orange, you got blue, you got white, you got all these mixed match of all these colors, and it just gelled together perfectly. And for a 997H, you know, 120 Canadian, like, you're laughing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, getting these kind of primo materials like on a shoe, and you know what I mean? It's got like, I think they changed with a pull tab. They put a pull tab on the heel like this year on the 997H. I didn't see that last year.
I think you're right. Yeah, I don't think they had them before.
But yeah, these are super, super cute for me. They're out now. on newbalance.com. I haven't really seen them pop up on
.ca. I haven't seen them anywhere. No boutiques have posted them or anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So in the stateside, like across the border, they're out now. True. For 90 US. But yeah, man, take a look at them, man. Super cute, super cute.
Super cute. Yeah. Speaking of the States, I noticed, like, I was going through the analytics lately. We have a lot of American listeners out, like, a lot. Oh, yeah?
Cool.
Like, quite a bit. Like, it's Canada, and then US, and then UK, and then, like, it's US second. And
Australia.
And Australia's up there a little bit, yeah. No, there's actually, like, some, like, India and stuff, random ones. They probably just literally, they probably listen to one random one, and they're like, this sucks, and then they stop. But shout out to all the Americans.
India, what up?
First of all, yeah, what up, India? Second of all, what up, America? Because we kind of, like, throw some jabs. We throw jabs at ourselves, mostly, in Canada, but we throw some jabs at America a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like the whole yeehaw, cowboy, southern stuff.
Howdy,
so, yeah, exactly, just like that. So see, right there, we lost 10 U.S. listeners. but we might have gained 11 because it was so good, so who cares? yeah, what up, America?
America.
Vote Canada Got Soul for president because you guys need a new one. Next up, these heads are ready, John. What do you got?
So, Nike, I think this is, you know, every year, it's funny, beginning of the year, everyone's always like, oh, I'm going to be good this year. I'm not going to cop so much. I know I've not had that conversation today. It's like, I'm going to be good. And then Nike pulls something out of the vault. And this time, it looks like on February 7th, it's going to be the originally from 2001, the classic Dunk Low Cold JP Plum.
Yeah.
It was part of the three-pack from Japan. Going to be 110 US. And they're you could see them on the US sneakers if you want. And they're doing this throwback Japan ad,
so
like,
cool.
Campaign. Yeah. It looks amazing. And, you know, the quality, I don't know, but they look like they're doing something with those Cold JPs like they used to. And, you know, it's not an SB. It's just a Dunk Low.
Sportswear.
And it's just like dunk. Out of nowhere, it seems like there's just someone's like, oh, yeah, here we go. Forgot about these guys.
And opening it up.
It's like there's no pairs out there. Like, just collectors have them. Like, you can't find them. So it's just amazing. Yeah. So pretty excited. Tough to get, but it'll be a scoop if I could.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be tough.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like nothing. I mean, it's felt like that for a long time, but it seems like nothing is sacred. Again, as much as it's every single time someone comes back. But yeah, nothing is sacred.
Yeah.
Once again, we'll get into it later because we're going to do a whole big retro discussion. But that's a good pick. I saw those advertisements for that sneaker. Sick. Oh, so cool.
So cool.
Yeah. Made me want the shoe just because of that. Mm-hmm. Like if they even just send like a little card with it with that. Oh, man. Oh,
that'd be cool.
Fire. How did you said scoop? Or it's a scoop for you, even though you're trying to be good.
Oh, if it's. I mean, I never coveted that pair or anything, so I'm not gonna front and say it was go like a grail for me. But for sure, if I could grab them, they look beautiful. Like
such a good shape.
Colorway aside, it's not necessarily my thing, but I think I like the shape. I like the design of that shoe. A little different from the dunks that they've been pushing.
Yeah, 100%. Next up, This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, good friend of the show, Alvin's brother-in-law, Will Smith, gave away his sneakers for free.
Your brother?
For free. Will Smith gave away his sneakers for free. So did you guys watch Complex's most recent episode of Sneaker Shopping?
Not yet, but I
did. So yeah, the season, I believe season 10 premiere. It was Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Nice.
Because Bad Boys 2 is coming out. Very cool. So obviously Will Smith being on it is a no-brainer. But while he was on the show, he revealed that he gave away a bunch of sneakers that he wore on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
For free.
Well,
where was I, bro?
You were up here being his brother-in-law.
Come on, Will.
The in-laws, right? So he here's a quote from the episode. He says, I just started having too much stuff, and I started giving them away as gifts. Nice. I would sign stuff and give them away. I probably had 15 pairs of things from Fresh Prince, and I had things from other movies. I started realizing they make really great gifts for people.
They do, though.
Just started realizing, like 25 years after the show stopped airing. Damn. Hey, these could be cool gifts. how do you feel about that, Alvin? Because that's your boy.
That's cool, though.
Your dog's damn.
I respect that.
Yeah, he could sell them.
That's cool. He could have sold them, made money. He could have just whatever, but giving away for free. Those sign people, those people are going to make money.
Yeah, those people are definitely going to make money. They're probably already on eBay.
Yeah, no, dope,
family and friends go away. That title goes away as soon as you get something coveted.
Yeah.
It just goes out the window. The end of the episode, sorry to spoil it for anybody who hasn't watched it, including you guys. But Martin Lawrence actually ends up paying for his and his own sneakers at the end. Classy move by Martin Lawrence.
Nice. Damn.
Good last name. So it was about 8,000 USD. That they dropped on the show.
That's pretty good.
Between the two of them, that's not bad. Four grand each.
Four GHGs each, yeah. Yeah.
That's apparently they bought like some retros, they bought some new stuff.
But they're also older, so they're not really like...
They just buy what you like.
You know what I mean?
There's some cool sneakers.
They probably already have the ones they want at home. It's just...
Well, I mean, Will Smith is like a Jordan brand athlete unofficially. So like, I mean, if he bought any Jordans, I'd be pretty surprised.
Yeah.
It's funny though, Martin, on the episode, I actually didn't finish it, so he did spoil it. But
sorry.
Martin got a LeBron apparently in his colorway. I don't know how much, you know, like he was involved in it. But he used to rock so many J's on his show. Mm-hmm. Like, Fresh Prince, he said he had 15 pairs on Fresh Prince. I bet you Martin on that show had way more.
Like, oh, for sure.
Like every episode.
Yeah.
And Fresh Prince would seem like maybe rocking the same colorways.
Yeah. A lot of fives.
Yeah.
So next up, Kanye is releasing more Yeezys. A lot more Yeezys.
Whoa.
Cool, man. So the sneaker leaker Pirates, once again, as much as we hate to go off the speculation and sneaker leaker news, revealed an alleged look at the 2020 lineup for the Adidas Yeezy line, and it looks incredibly plentiful for anybody out there who's still very into the Yeezy line. So a purported 8 new colorways of the 350 V2 are going to be dropping throughout the year. So if you're keeping track, that's more than one every other month.
True.
It's about a month and a half-ish. Yeah. And that's along with the 500 High, that clog thing is supposed to come out. The 380 is supposed to come out. So you're probably looking at about a release a month for something from the Yeezy line. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, do you, bro?
Yeah, man.
You're just going to saturate the market, though. And I don't know how many more people are going to want your shit if you keep doing that. But
here's I agree. Like, it's the whole allure about it was obviously the limited-ossity-ness of it.
Yeah. I mean, but it's cool, though. Like, I mean, everyone's grandmother's going to wear a pair now. Like,
yeah.
I'll probably buy my mom a pair.
We always mentioned, like, that's what he wanted. Yeah. When he signed with Adidas, he's like, everybody's going to be wearing a pair. Anybody who wants a pair will get a pair. And it's,
which is dope.
Well past that, I think, by now. But so here's the only one thing that I have to say, like the only gripe, and I do have something positive, obviously. But a lot of the colors look the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's become like a meme now where like there's like four or five that look strikingly similar. And it's like trying to figure out which one is, because I couldn't name them. There's no way that I could look at it and be like, that's butter and that's, I don't even know the other names.
Mayonnaise.
But like, whatever.
Mustard. Ketchup.
Like, I have no idea.
Well, like, people can say the same thing about a Jordan 1. However, you can change up the materials. You can change up, like, the color blocking, like, to make shit different.
That's what I was going to say is, like, everyone kind of, like, hits on Kanye and Adidas because they are releasing so many of the 350 V2 or whatever. And yeah, I guess you could go at it and say like there's a ton of very similar colors, like just throw a pastel in there, like do a green or anything else that's not like an off-white yellowy color or brown. But like Jordan does the same thing more often, to be honest. Like, I don't know how many Jordan 1s we got last year, but it was more than 8. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that it was probably at least double that. Like there was at least 16 to 20, if not many more Jordan 1s that came out, and no one really is like on it the same way.
And now they're releasing in different heights.
Yeah, that's how they're getting you. Like now it's the Jordan 1 low.
The Yeezys or the Jordans? Both.
The Jordans. Both. There's like a royal version in the mids now.
And
there's
the
like
low.
A bread toe version in the mids.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, like, if you're going to be fair and if you're going to be like neutral about it, you should also be having the same conversation, which we have, so we can be critical of it, that there's been so many, like many, many more Jordan 1s than there have been Yeezys. And same thing in different heights, they try to fool people with that, and then they'll sprinkle in a different silhouette and then they'll bring it back right to the Jordan 1. Like,
Yeezys might not be popping to us as much, maybe, as they used to, but sneakerheads are still buying them.
Yep.
Resellers.
You don't see them on shelves. Like, maybe for the couple days after or a week after the release, but you don't go in. You don't go in a month after and they're still there.
Yeah,
somebody's
yeah.
buying them somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been so long since the Wave Runner came out. That I mean, that's for people who don't like Yeezys.
Exactly.
We'll rock that shoe. And then the resellers for sure are sitting on Yeezys or selling them, flipping them. Yeah. And then the general public. We talked about that too.
Yeah, that's probably who they're catering to the most. Like Adidas and Kanye have done their due diligence now, where they did the marketing, they set it up where now they could release a Yeezy every weekend and it would sell out because they have the general public so interested in it, and it's so cool, and there's fakes at fucking Skechers and shit. Like that's what makes it that's what makes it even cooler, because people are like, they see it and they're like, oh, look at those fake Yeezys, I can't wait for the new one next week. Like it's not like Off-White, which is also pretty frequent, where the someone casual sees an Off-White and they're like, oh, I can't wait to get the new one next week, because it's first of all going to be in 6 months and you're never even going to get up to line up for a raffle ticket for it. So like Nike could do the same thing, and they were for a while with Off-White, and it was selling out like crazy. So, yeah. I mean, I can't blame them. Get your money. The Yeezy line is going to do numbers this year if this is how they're moving. I'm interested to see what they finish, because every single year they've done more and more in sales. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I have no pickups to report. Joel?
No, nothing.
Alvin got something in the mail.
Yeah, man.
You?
The homies over at Sneaker Motive, who make like those custom
doormats.
Welcome mats.
What's a nice way? It sounds like an insult to call something a doormat. Yeah, but it is a rug,
a floor piece.
Floor piece. That's a good one.
It's dope, man. Like it says, wear your Kicks, which is what we promote forever and ever and ever.
Say it every episode.
Yep.
They should give us royalties
collab,
for that.
Collab.
Maybe. Yo, imagine a soul leaf on your door.
Baby. Let's go.
No, it's dope, man. They got a lot of stuff. They're literally brand spanking new. They got a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. They're looking at other designs, obviously, other things. But yeah, they're about $50 a pop.
Seems about right.
It's honestly, like, compared to, like, all the other custom floor pieces. that you're looking at, it's a really good price.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like, really, really cool dudes to work with. And the way they wanted to word it was, like, it's a sneaker accessory that you don't wear.
Yeah, true. Essentially.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? And they want it to be in your photos. They want it to be, like, everywhere. And honestly, like, yo, I'm going to try to incorporate in a lot of my photos just because it looks dope.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, yo, honestly, really cool dude. Hit them up. Like, really approachable, chill guys. Like, they're not going to be dicks. Like, you have a question for them, they'll answer it. Like, we started talking out of the blue, and I didn't even know that's what it was. I was just like, yo, dope shoes. And they were like, where the fuck did you get that floor mat?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yo, that's cool.
And then we started talking. And
nice.
Really, really cool dudes, man. Hopefully, we can definitely work with them in the future. But yeah, hit them up, man. Cool dudes, dope product. Like, you would never think that it's something you would need, but a lot of us sneakerheads are moving out now.
Yeah, into getting our older.
So
got to have a welcome floor piece.
I don't know if I'm going to put that outside though, because it's really dope. Someone's probably going to take it. So
I'm going to take it. Are they local to?
They're
Toronto,
local to. They're like the GTA.
Nice. Like to see it. Gotta love
so,
it.
So I mean, they're definitely available for meetups, but I mean, they did say that they would be able to ship depending on your location.
Yeah. It's a cool
idea,
though. I like. I mean, like you said, it's a shoe accessory that you don't wear, or I think is what they would. That gets accurate.
Yeah.
Because everybody wipes their feet with their shoes when you walk into your house, and at least if you're not a barbarian. So, like, I mean, sorry to offend anybody who doesn't wipe their feet.
I mean, I just walk into my house with my dirty ass feet.
I just literally jump from the snow directly onto my tile floors.
So. I mean, basically.
I just do like a baseball slide into my foyer. But yeah, I mean, it's cool and it's a good idea because like every day you walk past that same spot wearing your shoes to point your camera down and take a picture is a cool picture every morning or every evening, right? Yeah. So
it's dope. And it's the cool. messaging is perfect.
So. Exactly. Yeah. No, the positive. We love the positivity. Absolutely. John, any pickups last week?
Well, I was away, so I had a couple packages when I got home.
Oh, boy.
I had a pair of Orange Label Blazers or corduroy. Skateboarder. They're pretty nice. And I got a My Grail. No, just kidding.
Air Mags.
And then Flimby Legend 577s. Yeah. one of my...
no clue what that is. I'm not going to lie.
It's...
Flimby.
Oh, it's...
Flimby, factory New tribute, Balance. Kind of with Hanon.
Hanon. That's cool. Yeah, okay.
Hanonymous.
Hanonymous.
Hanon. Yeah. Not to be confused with Haven.
Haven.
I'm going to keep those ones on ice for a bit. I got to go through some 5-7s. But, I'm pretty happy with those. So that's it.
Nice, bro. Cool, oh, cool. I mean, you beat all of us combined. Yeah. So that's pretty good. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. So it's only one this week, and it's not really a goof. It's just letting us know. It's from a good friend of the show, Ryan Langwatan, from Toronto. He's written a couple articles for us, so if you want to read up on them, you can check CanadaGotSoul.ca. He says, "Hey CGS, small EEE for you guys. Sakai did release apparel for Nike. It was just a women's only line. It was pretty dope, but a bit abstract. It's just the shoes obviously got a lot more attention than the clothing. Keep for up the good work, guys." So that's in relation to our reward show last week, where we were talking about... I think we were discussing collaboration of the year, and we said that Sakai didn't have any clothing.
Yeah.
We were wrong.
That's okay.
It is. You know what? It is okay.
It's okay.
Because everybody's wrong sometimes. No
one's perfect except us.
Even you, listeners. Sometimes you're wrong. Lots
guys
of
it. Got it right the first time, I think.
Did we?
First recording.
Honestly, the first time we recorded it, we got it right, and then we re-recorded it, and everything we said was false.
Yeah.
next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. Huh. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. So we were talking about designer shoes earlier. Actually, Joel brought it up. He said, "You know what? I think I might buy a Gucci sneaker for $2,000 if it looked like an Air Max 90. So, so my question for you guys is, sneaker stuff on designer sneakers, because they've done Air Bubbles, they've done Gel, they've done whatever. They have the off white, they have the Virgil Louis Vuitton looking like a Jordan 3 thing. Joel, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Alvin?
Down.
John?
Down for sure.
I'm also down. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show-ish to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And because Alvin brought the delicious dinner this week, he is the one bringing the NSR question. The timer is starting 30 seconds ago. Alvin, what is your question?
So we all love basketball.
Yeah.
Correct.
But. What's another sport that you've tried or want to try that no one would think you would?
That's a good one, but I need a second to think about it. What's yours?
I'm going
to
give you guys my answer.
Okay.
And I love curling.
Have you tried it?
Yeah. It's really? Fucking lit.
Sick, yo.
Like, honestly, watching that. I get it now.
Meh.
Now it's more enjoyable because I know what the fuck they're doing.
You understand it, yeah.
Yeah, because before I was like, oh, they're just throwing a thing and telling mans to sweep. Like, what the fuck?
Hurry
like,
up!
Hard!
So now,
but
what is
now
it?
I get it.
Now it's them it. Sweeping and when you sweep, hard. It's fun.
And now I get why my mom asked me to sweep so much when I was younger is to get me ready for curling. Obviously.
Okay, nice. So you went curling and now your forearms are feeling good.
Yeah. I'm about it.
John, what about you? That's a good question.
My wife scuba dives.
Oh,
and, I'm not a strong swimmer.
That's scary.
So,
well, scuba diving is half sinking, so that's good.
Apparently, you don't have to be a good swimmer.
There you go.
But we're on vacation, and her boat tipped, so they had to swim back.
Oh goodness!
Yeah.
Oh no!
So you had to be a strong swimmer.
No thanks. So,
yeah, I might never fulfill that dream.
No. Scuba diving.
Scuba diving is scary for me too, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't. I love swimming, but the idea of an open ocean.
I love floating though.
Every single way around me is open to No, I'm getting anxiety thinking about it.
Seeing Jaws too many times.
Joel, yeah, exactly.
And you can't feel the bottom.
I watched 47 below.
Oh, no.
It was, Joel, what's your answer?
I want to wear short shorts and play like tennis.
Oh, tennis is fun, man. No, I like tennis.
Yo, that's cardio, bro. You don't think that tennis is cardio, but it's hard.
It's hard, guy.
On the knees, too, for sure.
I don't know about the short shorts.
You got
it. I'd pay to see it. My answer, so it's not something I think if it was try, it would be curling. I agree with you because I'm white, so it's kind of in my blood to want to try an ice sport. But like curling looks like it would be fun to do. It's not so fun to watch. But one of my things that I really like doing that I do enough because I'm white and but it's so expensive is golf. I love golfing.
Oh,
you
yeah.
would.
I love going. It's so fun. It's so good, but it's so frustrating. It's so expensive. But that was 30 seconds ish. So next up, promos. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we have something incredibly important to promote this week. Alvin was shaking his head because thinks he knows what it is, but he has absolutely no idea. So we're kind of, we're coming off of a big month for us. Countdown to 2020. The big fundraiser, we raised a bunch of money. We were promoting a bunch of sneaker conventions for the past couple months. It's a new year.
Yeah.
And we say it at the end of every show, but you know, what we say, wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. So for the next couple of weeks for promos, I'd like to promote us. Because we do like to shout out as many people as we can. And I think I got a notification. I don't know how real it was or not, but we're rated like 200-somethingth on Apple Podcasts, which isn't bad because you think there's a lot of podcasts.
There's like thousands of
exactly.
podcasts.
So we're like we're top 250 on Apple Podcasts. But I think we have a really good listener base. We've been growing like crazy. We have a worldwide listener base. Yeah. So if you're listening to this right now, if you listen to us rant, if you listen to us joke around, if you listen to us mess around, take a second, please, if you could. It actually, I mean, we say it at the end of the show kind of on a whim, but if you could leave us a 5-star or however many stars you think we deserve.
Even if it's a 2, just leave us something.
Maybe above 3. Like maybe not 2. Like I know we're at least decent. We're not below average. Even a comment means a lot too. Like on anything, whether you're listening on YouTube, shout out to the 3-person YouTube gang we have going on.
Gang, gang.
Anywhere you're listening, just if you could, it would mean a lot. It would help us out a lot. It would mean more exposure, which hopefully in the end of the day means better content for everybody, for everyone who listens. So we do want to thank everybody who listens because we know there's some really loyal listeners out there who kind of probably just listen and don't actively do anything, which is fine. Perfectly fine. I don't care if you follow us, whatever. Just while you're listening, take a second if you could. Open iTunes, open Spotify, like John's doing it right now. Anything. John is doing it right now, and he's leaving us a 7 out of 5-star review.
Yes,
it's amazing. Thank you so much, John. We'll give you a shout out next week. But yeah, please, if you could, it would mean the world to us. Thank you. Enough self-promo. So the main discussion this week. So we've kind of hinted at it a little bit, and some of the stuff we talked about this week has been super relevant, so it's been really helpful. Retro stuff versus new stuff.
Mm.
So brands are constantly bringing back old models, silhouettes, whatever. They're digging through like stuff that we didn't even remember existed. They're bringing like the KOG or COJP stuff, random stuff. The whole nothing is sacred argument comes up all the time. And I want to know, there's a lot of things I want to know and I want to talk about, but like the first thing is like everyone wants things to be as OG as possible when it comes back. And original colorways of retros are the ones that fly off the shelves, not new colorways of it. Why is that? Just to kick off the discussion, why is that? Like, why are we kind of stuck in the past and we don't, like, as we all say, we talk about it on the podcast a lot. We want to see new stuff. We want to see innovative stuff. We want to see what do you have in store? Where's your creativity brands? But then the stuff that sells out is stuff that came out 35 years ago. That's being brought back for the 9th time. Why is it that that's what we want as a community, as a culture?
For me personally, it's like a connection to it.
Yeah.
Like when they bring out the He Got Games and it's like the original color, I have a connection to that specific colorway because that was the first one my parents bought me when I was in grade school. And they still couldn't they could afford it, but they couldn't. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't have to buy it for me, but they did.
Probably shouldn't have bought it
and
for
I
you.
And I balled in it and I ruined it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's why. And then like everything else, like same thing with all the retros, like the OG, quote unquote, OG colorways. It's like, I was able to see Jordan play in some of those.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, and then the new colorways, just like, they're dope.
Mm-hmm.
Good quality for the most part, but it's just like, I don't really have the need to have them in my collection.
Okay. John, do you look like you're itching because you gave an answer.
I think there's a big difference when, for me at least, when you have an OG colorway, OG cut, whatever, and a OG quality, like for me, we were talking about the Bacons. I never had Bacons. Sure, I would love a pair of the OGs. But if they change a little bit and the quality's amazing, like I think the originals are, from what I can see, they look very high quality. I'd be okay with that rather than them do like a retro of some of the, you know, they did a couple 90s already that were maybe
iffy.
Yeah, right colorway, maybe. Or, you know, that's what I'm worried about, the new 90s that are coming out. Like, sound so far, they look really good, but they could have the perfect shape and then, just that, you know, not look good after after a wear. After, because I don't think they will, but I always have that in mind. So, you know, I would weigh the quality over even the design. You know, some people painted or customize their Bred 4s with that edging, and people liked it on the Bred 11s too. Like that's not such a big deal to me anymore. Like we talked about our friend in Montreal talking about the quality on his shoes. You know, he's big into that. I'm feeling like I'm going away less, and I'd rather have it just be really good quality, which he was talking about. Sean was talking about with the pack, the one pack.
So Joel, you're older than me. So you might have a similar answer to these guys, but why do you think that everybody is just so obsessed with the retro stuff and the new stuff just doesn't hit the same?
Alvin hit it on the head. It's the memories that you have with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you look at, for me, if I see a military 4, it's like, boom, it's the shoe that I wanted to get, but I had to settle for the Alpha Force. You know what I mean? It's the shoe that I wanted to grab, like I held in my hand, and I wanted the military 4s, but, you know, my dad couldn't afford it, so I had to settle for Alpha Force. Like, you know, it's the memories that you hold on to, like, you know, each and every OG color shoe that drops. Like, for infrareds, you think about, like, you know, for me, it's like, how, you know, History of Airs. You think about, like, you know, like, back then, like, infrareds just popped. Like, you know what I mean? And
because it was mad different.
It was mad different. And like, you know, even like, I don't know, it's just something that you hold on to. And I guess that's why they sell out more than, you know, all these different colored Jordans or whatnot. And I don't know, maybe back then too, because those were considered like variants. Like, you know what I mean? You would see them like on like those bootleg websites.
I definitely can see that too.
Really rare, you know, Jordan 4s come out with Superman colors. And
I think John has all those ones.
They are rare. Those are the rare ones that cost on stock.
Rarest.
So I definitely... So there's a reason that I did you three first and then I waited, because I figure that you guys have a different answer than me, because I'm younger, not significantly younger, but younger enough, and I got into the game a little bit later. So your answer makes complete sense. Obviously, you saw Jordan play in it. You grew up when they were first coming out. The nostalgia is there. For me, like, I'm a slightly younger. I got into the game in like 2009-ish or whatever. So come to think of it, it's been 11 years, which is kind of crazy. But I don't have the same nostalgia. I don't have the same like emotional connection to the stuff that came out back then. I didn't see Jordan play in it. None of that stuff. And I would tend to think that most of the, like, I feel like the average age of the sneaker community is probably even younger than me now, maybe 24, we'll say, just because there's still an older crowd, still alive and kicking. But like, I don't know if I think that that's why stuff, like, I think it would sell out regardless. Like, even if the younger kids were not into it, I think the older cats would still scoop it all up. So it would still sell out unequivocally, it would still sell out. But like, I don't know, like I couldn't put my finger on it. And like, to me, for you guys, and I guess I'll include myself in there, it makes a little bit sense because it has like the older feel to it. Like, it brings stuff back. For the younger crowd, it almost feels like they're uninspired. Like, it feels like they love, like, the whole vintage wave is coming back now. So OG colorways of Jordan 1s go great with vintage stuff that came out also in 1985 or 1990 or whatever. So maybe it's that. I don't think there is an answer, because there's a couple other questions I want to ask too that just seem like, when you think about it, it's like, yeah, why? Because we're always begging for new stuff. Like, everyone wants new stuff. Like, when the Shawns came out, everyone was like, this is so cool, we've never seen it before. And then other new stuff comes out and you're like, oh, okay. Like, it's just, I don't know. What do you think?
It also might be like the term OG itself.
Once
you slap that on any sort of colorway, like, there's something about having an original color.
I could see that.
Of something.
Yep.
I don't know if it's because, you know, like, you want to prove yourself to be that kind of sneakerhead, or you want to just, you know, have some sort of connection to the older head. Because you always want to get some sort of respect from the OGs.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what game it is, whether basketball, soccer, whatever, anything
in life, yeah.
Whatever you collect, really, anything. You want to have the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you always want to have some sort of connection to the people who were there before you.
Okay.
Like, so if the older, if all the big sneaker celebrities, the shoe celebrities are saying, like, oh, yo, OG, 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 like.
It's drilled into your brain that OG is
I feel
better.
Like OG is drilled into our heads, too.
Yeah.
Just because it's like we use it for almost everything. Yeah. Like, and I feel like that terminology, too, like, once you slap that on a shoe. Like, oh, that was the OG color of the 8th.
Oh, this cups. Hasn't come out since 1987.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
I think that applies to, like, the maybe people in their older 20s, 30s, even 40s, you know, who've been around, have that influence from Jordan, whether, like, in their youth as, like, us or hand down a generation. But when I think, you know, I always like looking at the kids at the bus stop and seeing what they're wearing. And I see them wearing Jordans. Like, when we were kids, we didn't care. I mean, I didn't care. And I wasn't a sneakerhead as a kid, so maybe it's different. I wanted sneakers, but I wanted Jordans. I didn't care. Like, I see a kid with the What Does. I see the kid with the white Air Force Ones. And one of them's wearing the most OG shoe maybe in New York history. And or I don't know. You know, and another one's wearing what some people would think is a travesty to put a military four back on a white cement. Like, some people, OGs don't like that. And, and, you know, part of me thinks that there is a age gap, and like when we get really old, it may not that OG desire. I mean,
when we get really old, it's gonna be like, yo, I want the OG Yeezy.
Yeah, honestly, though, like, up. And like, that's the thing, though. Like, yeah, we talk about it a lot because now it's coming around to like, something that I can relate a little bit more to, which is Dunks, because that's what started me in the game in the first place. With you guys, it was more so Jordans, but like now it's like the Dunks that I bought, not growing up, but growing up in the sneaker game in like 2010, 2009, 2011, they came out 5 years before that in like 05, like pink box, gold box, whatever. Now people are talking about those like, oh, these need a retro, these are OG. I'm like, kind of weird, but at the same time I can kind of see it. Like, I think it just maybe some things need some time. Like, it's like almost like wine.
Yeah,
like it's you can go to the store and you can buy it off the shelf. Not that I know anything about wine. You can buy Yellowtail off the shelf or like a nice Niagara wine, or you can go to the expensive section that not a lot of people can get to because it's a little bit more expensive and it's an acquired taste a little bit, but once you're there you're like, this is obviously better. So maybe it's like that sense of like, everyone can get that. I want the one that nobody can get. The one that came out first. The one that's had time to age and get cooler and get better over time. Mm-hmm. Like you said, maybe in 10 years we'll be like, oh man, I really need those What the Fours. Those are so sick. Exactly. Maybe not.
I don't know about that one, Doc. No, but like if you think about it too, when I first started collecting, Jordan 1s weren't a thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they sat on shelves. Like when we worked at Foot, that what pack sat on the shelf? It was a fucking Bread 1 pack with the Celtic.
I bought it.
I bought it too. On sale. 50 Boxing on 50
day.
On 50.
I got it on Boxing Day. I didn't. I bought it cheap. In the States. But anyways,
anyway.
I remember.
That sat on shelves. It went on sale. It went half price. And people still never bought it. And now the Bread 1 is the most coveted shoe in people's closets.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, explain that to me. No,
my son's watching more basketball. He's seeing these Jordan clips, and he has a Bread 4. He just happens to have that size right now and the black and red 4. But he doesn't like it because it's OG. He might know it's OG, and I wonder if Jomar is a little bit more in tune. But I wonder if a military 4 came out, if you didn't say anything, if he'd be like, yo, these –
these
like,
are cool.
Give me another Kyrie. Like, you know? Or
I guess we'll see, in 5 years, the next generation of sneakerheads.
Unless someone tells them to.
Yeah, exactly.
Celebrities, man.
Like we said, that could be what we're conditioned to as well. Like Alvin mentioned, like we're just conditioned that OG is the cool one. So we were told by people older than us that OG is the cool one. So we're like, okay, OG is the cool one. And then it's just being passed down that OG is the cool one. Mm-hmm. And then in 10 years, when we're the OGs and the Oreo 6 is OG to us, then the Oreo 6 is the cool
one. Like, no one wanted the Oreo 6. Now people want it.
I was like, what the fuck? I bought it on that I bought on 50 for $100. So that's like kind of colorways and silhouettes. But what about like technology in general? Like I think in like 2010-ish, like that kind of era when Nike basketball was kind of big, new tech was like, when a new Hyperdunk came out, that thing sold out the first day. When the Hyperdunk with the little chip inside came out that could measure your vert, gone. Like all that kind of thing. Zoom Air, like there was Dunks that had the Zoom. There was like the premium Nike Sportswear Dunks had the Zoom for $20 more. Those ones sold out and the other one with no Zoom sat on the shelf. I was guilty of that because I was like, I want the Zoom. Because I could really tell the difference, right? Yeah. But it seems like tech doesn't really matter anymore. Is there a reason why? Because in the techiest time in human history, shoe tech is kind of like, oh, cool. It's like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, do you kind of get what I'm getting at there? Because, like, remember when people would be like, a Kobe would come out and they'd be like, oh, double stack Zoom, full foot. Yeah. It's got the extra sock. You can put it in. Like, all these cool, like, tech used to be the cool thing. They would give you performance upgrades as, like, an upgrade. Like, that, there wasn't quality. It was like, here's an extra insole if you're a high flyer. Like, the Jordan 2014 or whatever it was called came with, like, three insoles, like, fucking crazy-ass box. Mm-hmm. Like, tech used to be what people were pushing for, and now people are just pushing for more OGs. Why do people not give a crap about technology anymore? Like, you would think in the time that technology is the most prevalent in our lives, that tech would be cool.
I think it's not. Along with technology, though, like, the more tech you put in a shoe, the more ugly it gets.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Well, you're a fan of the self-lacing.
Well, you like
that's true.
You like
the
BB.
That aside, yeah.
You but, like okay, okay. Too. To be fair, those are not ugly.
I think that might be an exception.
Those aren't ugly.
Yeah.
I like those
too. I know you do.
I'm not going to say that they're
ugly. Bad example.
Bad example. But, like, I don't know. The 34s look okay, but at the same time, it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, that.
But you don't think that if that shoe came out in 2012, that shoe would have done insanely well because of how cool and unique it looked and how techy it was?
Maybe.
As opposed to now, where it's like the 34 was kind of like cool, like it went and then it kind of just nosedived after it came out.
Like, yeah, like the first drop people sold out.
Exactly. But like it was, think about like the Kobe 9 Elite, like whatever, 5-6 years ago. Like it's the highest basketball shoe anyone's ever seen. You couldn't keep that thing on shelves anywhere.
Well, the Pro Tro that just came out, the Chaos or the Kobe 5.
Yep.
That sold out.
But that's not because of its tech. That's because it's retro, like we just talked. That, like, it's retroing it now, which is kind of weird.
That sat on shelves, though. Right? Like, yeah, that was chilling. You know what I mean? Like, you could find a Kobe 5 wherever the fuck you wanted before. Yeah. But.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the tech one is kind of interesting to me. Like, technology, even just, like, when Boost came out, which is still quite some time ago, maybe 5-6 years ago even, like 2014, 2015, it was a big deal. Like, people loved Boost. It was this new cushioning technology. Like, when Flyknit came out, think of how many things sold out just because they were Flyknit. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, even when React came out, it didn't hit the same as Boost hit.
Yeah.
Because back then it was like, ooh, comfy shoes are the cool thing. Like, I need the comfy shoe. I need an Ultra Boost. I need a NMD because they're so comfy because of the Boost.
Kanye didn't wear them.
There's that too.
Maybe we've sort of plateaued in terms of technology
Boost. You think that could be it too. Yeah. Maybe we're just not progressing as much as, like, Boost was a huge jump. You're right.
Except for the auto lacing. I think that's why Complex justified putting that on their list. I think it was Complex putting it on their list of the top shoes of the decade, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Someone did. And it was because of the symbolic nature of it, you know, originally Back to the Future. That's where the idea came from, and then it became reality, and now you can have it. But, you know, if PJ Tucker keeps wearing old shoes, maybe the kids won't care. But I think if you're non-athlete, like a runner, they really care about tech, right?
That's true.
But if we're talking about sneakerheads, it's more fashion now. You talked about the vintage, right? Yeah, there's no tech in the popped air bubble Air Jordan 1s from 94, right?
But
they look nice, a little beat up.
Right? That, exactly. Yeah. It's like opposite of tech. Like, make it a little bit less techy.
Yeah, less tech.
So we mentioned kind of like there's nothing sacred, but also like we only really sell out of OG stuff nowadays. Where's the line drawn between nothing is sacred? Like, what can't you bring back? And the brand side is like, You guys aren't buying anything except for original stuff. Like, unless we say it was dug out of the archives from 1974, you don't care about it. Yeah. Unless it was never released until this year again, like, you don't care about it. So at the brand's perspective, they're kind of like, nothing is sacred because you guys don't buy shit unless we put a story like this behind it. Yeah. And at the consumer side, you're kind of like, every time something's coming out, you're like, ooh, I don't know if I want that to come out, but I do want that to come out. Like, where's this line drawn? Do you guys have a line? Because it's kind of like, for me, it's kind of like a squiggly line. Yeah, like, I want stuff to come back that I didn't get, but then stuff that I do have, I'm like, no, don't bring that back, but bring back the one that I don't have. Like, when Mocha 3s came back, I was like, damn it! Like, I was the only one I ever knew who had a pair of Mocha 3s, and I still wore them because they were taken care of so well, and they came back, and I was like, oh, they're back now. It's not that special anymore.
Well, look, it makes me think of the Animal 3s. Did you get those?
I didn't, no.
Okay, I want to know someone who's felt them and see the quality, but I think about, like, the Bacons. You know, if they come back, probably really good quality, limited. But it's hard to come by an OG that's really, a GR that's really mass produced and is super, super quality. It seems like they put the good quality on the limited stuff. And it's hard if you want to kind of support the new stuff and get into it. They come out with these new colorways and then it's like, oh, this really nice SB I got low, Dunk Low, and the quality's no good. And it's
But
it was a new colorway anymore. GR, it could be the next classic if they did it right. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen enough.
Like, do you guys have a line where it should be drawn? Like, even how many years it should be, or like what is sacred? Like, should M&M 4s come back? Like, should Undefeated Force come back? Should all these samples come back?
Yeah.
Supreme like, Dunk
Low. Bring that shit out.
Should Supreme Dunks Retro.
Would you want to see that?
Bring that shit out. My line is,
yeah.
if you're going to say you're doing a retro, make it a proper retro.
So that's it.
You don't change anything. You don't. Unless it was ugly to begin with and people are like, nah, you should have changed that. Then maybe change it. But if it was a shoe that was perfect per se, like the Bacons, Nike, the Bacons were perfect.
Yeah.
Do not change a thing about it and actually retro it the way it should be retroed. Because then technically, if you're changing something about it, it's no longer a retro of the shoe. It's like a 2.0.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's my line. Like, if you're going to retro something, do it properly and just keep it.
And it's still not going to be exactly the same.
No. Yeah. Like, so the materials are going to be able to tell the
difference. Unless they have that mold sitting around.
So OG shouldn't be too mad at that.
But like, in terms of like colorway, just that's my line.
Do you have a line, Joel?
It's pretty much like, do the right colors. Mm. You know, there's obviously going to be a different kind of, you know, shape to the shoe, different kind of like, you know, like subtle details to the shoe, but make sure it's the right colors, the right color spectrum to the shoe. Mm. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it.
So as long as it does the first release justice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like, we've talked in the past about like, I think we talked about what was better, like stuff that like, I don't remember what we did with like a 20-year challenge and we're like, this came out this year, this came out this year. Mm-hmm. Which one was better? And some shoes we were like, you know what? They actually improved on it when they released the retro. Mm-hmm. Like, you can think back shorter term. It's obviously a smaller sample size, but like 2009 Bred 1s versus 2016 Bred 1s. Massive difference. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, one is obviously significantly better than the other, and one is also newer. Like, does that play a role? Like, do you, because I think some of the time they're thinking we should try and improve it. Do you not think they should do that at all? Or should they literally exact same shoe every single time? Like, even True Blues, there was that year where it came back with Nike Air and it had the different lining. Mm-hmm. It was red on the tongue because apparently that's how it was in 2000 or whatever, 1988 or whatever. Alleged. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure. Sean Collard probably knows, and he's like kicking a wall right now. He's like, obviously,
stupid Canada got so much.
Obviously, that's how it looked, you freaking idiot. but like, you don't think they should try and quote unquote improve none of that?
I mean, if you're improving on, you know, materials, then go ahead.
But even still, improving on materials could be taken either way. Because if you tell Sean Collard, yeah, I improved on the Jordan 6 infrared leather or suede or whatever. And he's like, actually, it was Durabuck in 1991. And he's like, it might be a worse material. It's not butter soft suede, but that's how it was. Like, there's still going to be the OGs who want it the exact same. And I don't, like, no. Part of me is like, okay, I see it. You want another, you loved it so much, you want the exact same one. You're like, this was the perfect shoe in my mind. And part of me is like, if it was perfect, then leave it alone. You know what I mean? Like, if Eminem or Undefeated Fours were perfect, leave it alone. You can do an ode to it, whatever, however you want to phrase it, but leave it alone. Say, okay, this was the perfect one.
Yeah.
1991, it was perfect. And now it's 2019 or whatever they came out again. This is the 2019 version. It's not the same, but it can still be good.
Yeah.
And there can be a comparison. Does that be the exact same? I don't know. Just some food for thought for me.
That'd be nuts. Imagine if they came out with a shoe and 4 years later, it's the exact same bread one.
The like exact from same.
2020. That same yeah. one came with the tumble leather.
And you would...
It's like the same, it's almost like a like they did with the pirate with the Yeezys when they had the yeah, two versions. Yeah,
the zebras. Like there's the zebra that has yeah. come out, zebra 350 that's come out the exact same way,
a different product,
four code times probably, different right? product yeah. code. Like, is yeah. that what people want, or do people? Because then people feel like with the zebra they got cheated because the exact same. Like yeah, they probably just yeah. filled the warehouse the first time and they changed the product codes. Like I feel like it goes both ways. Like it's once again, it's a tough line to draw. I don't know. It's an interesting conversation to think about, yeah. though.
But the differences are nice. We appreciate the differences.
Exactly.
From like even yeah, me with the jump man on the yeah. back of a Shadow versus a no jump man. Like I like that. I like having both.
It's yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think that the whole like my thing would just be like you said, appreciate the differences, not wish it was the exact same. Like
well, with me, the exact same would be like the colorways.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like yeah. when you change a colorway.
Yeah. No. Not like altering it too much or anything. But yeah, like you said, adding a Jumpman on the tongue and on the heel, or changing material slightly because you don't yeah. even have that material well, 20 years those later.
09 shadows were probably the best shadows.
There you go. Yeah.
To drop.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be an OG man. To know that the 2016 breads or those shadows compared to another shadow are totally are different, better. Right? Yeah. Like, even the color of a bread.
Yeah. yeah.
Right, I mean, you just much see it, different. Right? Yeah. So, and they're the same colorway.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's, you know, they talk about the molds and lost molds and where they can get it. I mean, you figure companies like Nike can keep the same if they want to.
I think they have enough yeah. money to splurge technology. For a warehouse to hold their molds. yeah. Like, it seems yeah. like it's an intentional thing.
But they don't have enough money to pay someone to look for them.
Yeah, maybe that's a yeah. big-ass warehouse.
Or they don't want to charge you more to make that's it exactly true, yeah. the yeah. same way because it would need too. Higher quality production to replicate. That's
true, yeah, because yeah. back then they were made much different. Okay, so two things now. How do we feel about retro colorways new colorways on retro sneakers then? So like a Jordan 3 comes out with a new colorway. Does it belong?
It depends on the colorway.
Just in general then. Yes. Are you welcoming of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like the Turbo Greens were fucking lit.
There you go. Yeah, the Turbo Greens on the Jordan 1.
The Obsidians yeah. were fucking lit.
I love
lit.
That shoe. Yeah.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Sleeper like, of the year. Not even on the list.
I welcome anything that's done properly. You know what I mean? Like, but when you do the Travis Scott Lowe's.
Shout out to Phil Soper. Soper. And anyone else who bought the shoe.
I welcome it.
I welcome it too, but just not for me, really. I'm not so yeah. into them anymore. I was. I buy my kids like a new colorway Air Jordan 3 or even my wife like a
yeah.
like a BHM Air Jordan 1 yeah, yeah. or something Ooh. Like that. Mm-hmm. But
what about you? What
do you think? I'm okay like, with it, man. Like
the new colorways. You know, 'cause they don't really get as much love.
Yeah.
Like some of them are dope.
Yeah, it's because we always go back to the OGs.
Always.
You know what I mean? And I'm welcoming to it, but I think for me it has to go. Like the colors have to have an appeal for me.
Yeah.
Like in my opinion, like if I look at a shoe, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like if the colors go together, like the palettes are like, you know, perfect, then it's a good to go for me.
It could just honestly as well be that they're running out of ideas. That's not in is, yeah. to blame them, but like they've released so many shoes that at yeah. some point you've got to repeat some things or yeah, like yeah. you're going to run out of oh, yeah. new colors eventually, right?
Like, yeah. You don't even have to go OG anymore. I was right. looking, I hope I don't buy them because I really don't need them, but I was looking at the Bel Air 5s.
Yep.
And I was like, that's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could come up with that again.
The purple?
But not an OG color. Yeah, yeah, just like the regular.
Those are kind of cool.
Yeah, they're cool. And it's almost like, I feel like they're, like now I want them for the yeah. first time. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
it's like the shoe that you kind of people forgot that was so hype 5 years ago.
Yeah, man.
But I mean, it's not OG, but it's one of those colorways that is just like timeless.
Yeah.
Do you think part of the problem is that people, like Joel said, you're almost comparing it to an OG when I don't think it should be? Like, new stuff is coming out, and it's 2020, and this colorway is coming out in context of the world in 2020. You're getting, or 2019, we'll say December, you're getting an Animal Jordan 3. In 1988, that shoe was getting laughed off the face of the earth, probably.
No one's rocking that shit.
Nobody. Nobody. But this year, everyone was like, that's a good shoe. That's a solid new colorway. But like, they're kind of being compared, like new colorways are being compared to OGs. And you're like, oh, this, like, remember the Carmine ones? Really obscure, random shoe. The one J. Cole wore on the cover of Force Hill Drive. I don't know why that's random. But, like, it's OG colors. It's white, red, and black. Different blocking. It's similar blocking to the Carmine 6s, obviously. Mm. But, like, similar colors. But then it gets compared to the Chicago ones or Blacktail ones, and it gets, like, shit on because it's not as good, quote-unquote. But, like, maybe it shouldn't even be compared. Like, it should probably be in people's minds, which I probably am guilty of as well. It should be separate. Like, is it a good new colorway, and is it a good OG colorway? Not are they good compared to each other? Because if you compare it to each other, the OG are all simple in design and classic, and they're going to win out 90% of the time.
Yeah.
But if they're compared to just other new colorways because it's the context of 2020 and it's just a different world now, like, maybe that's how we should be looking at it. Does that make sense?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
How do we feel about retro colorways on new sneakers?
It's cool.
You're okay with it?
They did it with the Huarache and the Air Max one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've also did it to, like, Jordan 1s. Sorry, Jordan 3s. With Air Maxes, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So, I'm about it.
Like, that kind of thing, yeah.
But, again, like, execution has to be fucking on point, because if you don't execute it properly, then it's an ugly-ass shoe.
Yeah. So, you don't think it's kind of ruining, or it's not doing the OG justice by using that specific colorway on a new, like, the Bred 4 on a Jordan 34, for example?
No, I love it, man. Especially when brands take colorways from other brands.
That's fucking really cool, too. Yeah.
I'm about that, but, too. Yeah, so, you know, so long as the execution is proper, like, for me, so long as the execution is done the way it should be,
yeah,
I'm about it. Like, if it looks good, it looks good. I'm not going to get mad at that.
Safari Dunks. Like,
yeah, that's a good example. Yeah, yeah, Safari Dunks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like another example is the Infrared Dunk. I don't know how I feel about that right now.
Yeah.
Some are good, some are...
Yeah, that's true. What do you think? Are you down with the OG?
I'm down with it, man, because, like, you know, that's what we, like, you know, going on Nike ID, that's what you're fucking around with.
That's true, too, yeah.
You're fucking around with, like, okay, I'm going to make an Air Max 1 out of this Huarache, or vice versa, whatever.
Air Max wants to look like a Jordan 3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, that's what we're doing. And we look at the palette colors that come up, and it's like, okay, this is, you know, this is the Air Max 95 Neons, or, you know, whatever. I'm going to make this Air Max 1 a 95 Neon.
Yeah, remember when you could make the Bred Air Max 1 and the Royal Air Max 1?
Yeah. I was about to say, I made a shadow. I still have it.
Oh. Yeah, and you could, and then several years later, a Bred Air Max 1 came out, the Valentine's Day one. Yeah.
So, Europe just got the Air Max 90, and you can make it into the colorway of the Mars Yard.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah,
Sandubi posted it.
Yeah,
I did. I was like, bruh.
I may have just tried to do that with another shoe. Oh, yeah. Nike ID.
Yeah, I want to do it because I'm never going to attain a Mars Yard. Yeah. And I want to match Kaya's Mars Yard.
Oh, true. Yeah, because she has them.
Yeah, lit.
Yeah.
For sure.
But yeah, the 90s look good. I'm about it. Like, I don't know, man.
Interesting. Yeah.
They keep pushing with this, what you're talking about, though, the like, really heavy. So I think there's definitely some that's kind of like, oh, that's too much. But like, I don't really want personally too many of those pairs.
Yeah. That's because that's the thing. Essentially, if you keep, like, you have the OGs and then you buy all the retros of that same shoe of the OGs and then you put that same colorway on Nike ID on another shoe, you're going to have 90 shoes that are the same colorway. Like, that kind of leads me into the next thing. It's like, are we giving new things a chance to become classic, or I guess you could even call it an OG at some point? Because, like, if you're going to look back at some eras, I guess you could call it, of the sneaker community, some things were completely overlooked that if you look back on it now, you're kind of like, maybe I should have gave that a chance. Mm-hmm. And then even now there's stuff that's coming out that's really is cool, but it's just being overshadowed because people are waiting for Chicago's Bred 1s, Black Cement 3s, what have you. Like, in 10 years, what are we going to have back to have to look back on that is a classic because we let it become that? Sean's is, like, one thing that I can think of off the top of my head, but other than that, like, some things are just, Mm-hmm. Seem like they're going to fall by the wayside because like people aren't giving them as much of a chance as they should. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree? Because the other argument is that some things become classic and cool and coveted in the future because they were slept on, mm-hmm. which you see a lot. Like you said, Oreo Sixes is a great example because I kind of just bought those when I worked at Foot Locker in whatever year they came out, 2011, 2010. Because I thought they were cool and they were black and white and they would match with some cool stuff, like wearing them with everything. I didn't even realize that 5-6 years later, that $100 shoe was going for $500-$600. And I was like, oh, interesting.
I got a discolored pair from our store.
Yeah.
Sasha size. It wasn't a mismatch. It wasn't none. It was just
discolored. Sat on display.
Yeah. For maybe $9. $10. Wow. I posted them on Facebook just because they were taking up room. Sasha didn't like them. Okay, fine. Fuck you. I'm selling them.
Yeah.
I sold them for like $250.
Holy smokes. Wow. For a kid size.
Like, I think it was like 3 to 4 years after. Yeah-ish. But like, man, I was like, are you sure? And I showed them like the discoloration and the difference between the shoes. It wasn't that bad, to be honest. There's just a little bit of yellowing on the clear section. He's like, yeah, yo, I'm down. I'm like, all right, cool.
That's a really good example. Yeah. But like, is that maybe what it is? Like, we just don't realize now what's going to be classic in 10 years because like it's a mystery. Who knows how the world fucking works? Like, just comes up that way. Like, uh-huh. If we knew, then we would buy it all. Like, but do you think that people are giving things a chance, like new stuff? Because at some point, like, you've got to think that, like, the SBs are coming back now. Like, I can't think of stuff from the 2010s to the 2020s. It's weird to say that. But like, what's going to be that era's like 10 to 15 shining stars of new things?
Yeah.
That in 5 years from now, people are like, we need a retro of XYZ.
Yeah, it has to be something that's not like on trend. Like, I think like a Wave Runner is on trend. I don't think in 10 years necessarily it'll be popular. It just has to be solid. But like a Mars Yard, and that kind of stands out because it's really rare. So I think we need to think of something. If we can think of something that's kind of like you said, those slept on ones, like I think of the Stash Spiridons, something like that. Like, one day there won't be 75 like bucks. They're already 150 probably.
Yeah, I could see like something like a Stash Spiridon. But
that's an old model. That's an old model.
Yeah, but again, it's an old model. But I mean, it's still a new colorway, so we can still give it that. It's not an OG. Okay. Like, it's just like, is there stuff? Like, is there even stuff that in 5 years people are going to be like, oh man, we need a retro on that? You mentioned Bel Air 5s. I could see that. Like, there's not a lot. Like, if you think back to the decade before that, you could start jumping out with Burgundy 5s, Olive 5s, crazy stuff that you want to see come back.
Yeah, but if you go to the collab world, then there's tons.
Yeah,
right?
If you go to the collab world, but then it goes into the question should collabs even retro? And that's just a whole other question, I think.
That's what probably fucked it up because
so many
collabs dropped in the past 10 years that it just messed up everything.
I agree. It probably messed up the whole cycle.
Yeah.
And then in I guess you could make the argument that a lot of SBs were collabs too, but there was a lot of, like, some of the best were not collabs. Like, you look at What the Dunks, it's not a collab. Like, but yeah, I think that's a good answer that because there were so many collabs, that's all people cared about. And then everything else fell to the wayside. And then it's just everything else was really forgetful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do you think people are just kind of staying in their comfort zones at this point? Like, stay in their lane. No one's like, trying to spread out a little bit. Like,
I think sneakerheads are trying new stuff. Like, the, you know, like a 270, you would see people buying a pair. I didn't buy a pair, you know, I bought a Air Jordan 1 Low collab. It's totally different from the Ghetto Gastros. Like, they're not an Air Jordan 1 Low. Mm-hmm. Like, they're totally different. And I wanted to try something different. I'm glad I did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a pair I think will be a slept on one long after ones aren't popular anymore, if they ever stop being popular.
I don't know if at this point they can.
I don't know.
But we'll see, I guess,
But I think they pop up. It's just so much, and there's so many collabs, and there's so many GRs that it's hard to sift through that what's going to be the one you remember other than a collab. Like, you know, the Hannon Flimbys, I'm going to remember those in 10 years, but they're a collab. Like, in the GRs, they're there, but you got to love it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. When we do True to Size episode 500 in 5 years, it'll be interesting to talk about looking back, the retros that we want to see. John, Thank you for coming.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making the drive in rush hour in really Toronto. For anybody who's not familiar, it's worse than death.
Yeah, I moved from Niagara or wherever I live.
Don't know why I thought, yeah. Now I know the traffic was even worse because I know where you're coming from now. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. Please. Yeah. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. It's CanadaGotSoul.ca. If you have any suggestions or questions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pull, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name's Alvin Quincy. I'm losing my voice, so just follow me. I'm Mr. Q Martin.
I'm John Ratner. You can find me at Heads Ain't Ready. And don't forget, Sneaker Dads.
Nice. You went by yourself. That's good. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 93 episodes, gentlemen. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and John, and we are out. Bye.
Peace.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, John.
Love coming.
It was a good
time. Thanks, John.
Very nice.